Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Jacques. Jacques is an amazing man from Europe and Canada. He's really unbelievable mountain climber, amazing writer, and business coach beyond belief. And he's joining us today to talk about his new book. And Jacques, let's start a little bit about who you are and where you're from. You know, what brought you to your passion and purpose in life?
Thank you so much. My full name is Jacek Skrzypczyński, which is difficult to say for English speakers, of course, because I was born in Eastern Europe, or now we call it Central Europe, but still it was behind Iron Curtain in the 60s. And since then I became a citizen of Canada also, and I spent many years in Canada. Now I'm back in Europe for some time. And shortly, I call myself a coach, an alpinist, and an artist. Artist in this case is writing, and I do two types of writing besides doing the proposals for companies. One is like my last book, Expedition to the Peaks of Your Dreams. It's inspirational, motivational writing. And the other one is poetry, which is also inspirational and motivational. I try to help people to achieve their dreams. I try to lift them up through my writing, through my coaching, and through my training. So this is me.
That is so fantastic. So tell us a little bit more about your experience in life and how it relates to your books.
Yeah, many people say that my life could cover 10 or 15 lives. I had so many different adventures, situations, life turns, and so on. In terms of my books, I draw a lot on my climbing experience, which is now almost 40 years, where I had all sorts of difficult situations. I nearly lost my life. I lost friends in the mountains. I had all sorts of rescue situations, recovery situations, all sorts of stuff. But also, I would say, similarly in life, I had to emigrate from Poland during the martial law. When the times were so difficult here, I changed the continents. In fact, I worked on all five continents except Antarctica. And I did a lot of different jobs also, you know. I started from very regular kind of jobs, then teaching at the university. I'm still teaching at an MBA right now. And then finally becoming a full-time coach and trainer for various companies, which is what is my main job at the moment. Writing is still just a hobby.
Wow, that is really quite amazing. Tell us a little bit about what you're writing about, because I know the mountain climbing is a metaphor for all kinds of personal advancements and overcoming fears and so forth, as well as in the workplace where you've made such a great strides to help leaders. Tell us a little bit about what you're writing about and why. What motivated you?
Yeah, so in fact, I discovered the essence of it just recently because I was thinking, I was writing to help people get from the state of let's say, a victim or some sort of a poor state, being not in the greatest shape, mentally, physically, spiritually, or emotionally. And I try to lift them up to a position where they are strong and where they are powerful. So I used to say that I give people their power back. So actually my system is called Power Back System or Total Performance System. So on every of those levels, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. So I'm trying to be holistic because I see that solutions that are based on just one area or one level, they just don't work. You know, we need to take care of ourselves holistically. So this connected with my idea of an alchemist of life, because I used to be just an alchemist, you know, besides a few other things. But at some point I realized when I worked with youth, I worked quite a lot with youth, including talented youth, including delinquent youth, including criminal youth, helping them, you know, to get better in their lives and have better lives in general. I discovered that they need kind of a mentor, kind of a coach, some sort of a person who is an example for them of being, you know, having energy, being loving towards them, and having like a constructive life. So I decided, okay, my alpinist skills and my alpinist attitudes, my alpinist mindset can be employed in life and at work. And because alpinism is so, you know, out there and it's so visual and you can see all the colors and everything and the situations are quite fast there, you can take these metaphors, all sorts of metaphors, and apply them to work. You know, these are metaphors concerning your self-confidence, your self-reliance, your courage, your calm during the storm, your relationships with others on the expeditions, your preparation, whole preparation for climbing a mountain, or whole preparation for changing a job or creating something new in your life. So this metaphor kind of really seems to work really well because I also speak publicly and I also talk about the same similar things. And always there is something new in that. It's a very rich metaphor. And for myself, I realized when I made this jump from just mountains to being a teacher, being a coach, that basically the mountains are there and they could be difficult, but the more important mountains for our lives are inside ourselves. So I help people climb the mountains inside themselves and between ourselves. Those are the mountains that we need to conquer, reach, and somehow climb. Not just the mountains outside there. So many people are very goal-oriented, but I'm telling you, if you are goal-oriented, that's not enough. You have to have this understanding of yourself and others good enough that it will help you to reach your goals too.
That is so beautiful. So for people that are just starting this journey, do you have a tip or two in your book that you would like to share that is something that they could work on and grab a hold of today?
Well, I was thinking there is a chapter in my book, I think it's chapter number 4, where I am, because the most difficult thing for people, as I see, is to let go. Let go of the old, let go of things that are habitual, let go of things that are not useful. This could be people, places, or just habits. So in chapter 4, I describe how to let go and how I did it. And of course, it doesn't happen without any situation. So there are some situations that help you to kind of let go when you realize, when you have the strong signals from your environment, from other people, that it's time to let go. And if you don't let go at that moment, you may stay in your bad habit or in your unuseful beliefs much longer. So using those teachable moments, we call them teachable moments in Outward Bound, because I used to work in Canada for Outward Bound for a long time, taking people on 3-4 weeks expeditions and helping them to change their lives. So if you don't catch the momentum, the right moment, then you may do the same thing for 10 years longer. And it could be, let's say you are working and the job is so-so, but you don't really like it, or it's not really you on the job. And suddenly you get someone proposing you another job, and you could stay on the job for the safety, for the security, instead of saying, okay, I need a change, let's do something else, even though there is a risk, and maybe even though the pay is less. I'm teaching young people that often it's worth to work voluntarily or for less pay, but gain more personal development and more professional development. That's often the case. But then you need to take that risk.
Yeah, that's so important and so hard. It's one of the hardest things is risk and change, for sure.
Yeah.
And you've developed such a beautiful system for people to be able to do that with ease.
If I could add here a little bit, if you look at what happens in the mountains, for example, you're trying to climb a mountain, like let's say Everest. You know, lots of people are climbing Everest. And they are climbing this Everest like Sisyphus says, it's slow, it's tough, it's not pleasant. I tell you, I've been there climbing these mountains. And up there on the side, there is another smaller mountain, much nicer, easier for your level of competency. Why don't you climb that mountain? Why you go after all the others, likely to your death, because there is a high percentage of people who die on Everest, maybe 5-7%. Why don't you choose something more appropriate for you, something more beautiful, something easier, make your life easier and happier and more satisfying by not being too ambitious too quickly? You know, that is the mountaineering credo, you know, do things step by step.
Yes, and that's literally step by step, isn't it?
Yeah, and that is part of the system. Part of the system is look at your ego, yes, look at your ego and look at the reality, look at the facts, look at your competencies. I'm now talking the more corporate language, more business language, but this is the same in personal situations. And just make the decision from there. But the difference I think I make in terms of my books is that I'm not just describing the facts and how to do's and, you know, 3 points here, 5 points here, checklist and so on. I'm describing some beautiful stories of some other people and myself, how in these impossible situations they were able to choose creative solution and do something unbelievable, even though everyone else thought nothing could be done or nothing interesting is there to done. And I'm telling you, my reader, there is always something interesting to be done, whatever is the situation, and you will see it again in my next book, where I will likely write about archipelago Gulag and people in prisons and what they were able to do to not just survive, but actually have great time anyways.
That is wonderful. And again, what a contribution. So tell us the name of your latest book that just went bestseller. And also tell us what you hope that readers will take away from it. If there's one predominant message that you hope readers would take away, what would that be?
So the book title is Expedition to the Peaks of Your Dreams. Reach your goals with courage, strength, and wisdom. Because I think those three things are important, and those three things I try to put them in there. And I would say there are many, in each chapter, there are quite a few so-called lessons or quite a few discoveries you could make. And it's difficult for me to say which one is the most important. I'm just remembering one from my chapter on Martin Luther King. He's there also, you know, there is quite a lot of interesting people, some famous, some completely not famous, so you can find yourself there too. So in that chapter, I'm describing Martin's emotions, and I'm saying that when you are on the verge of reaching for your dream, and if it's a worthwhile dream, that causes extreme emotions. And those emotions will fly from the greatest emotions to the lowest emotions you can have. And this can block you from proceeding. This can block you from fully going for it. And I'm telling you, this is normal. Emotions are normal. Enjoy them and create situations to make them positive, of course. And there is some material on how to do it. But mostly it's about getting rid of the negative emotions that put you down. And also, you know, not hanging around people who are spreading the negative emotions on you.
Yeah, it's so important. So important.
And you could, everyone could, if you have strong enough mission, you could be as strong as Martin Luther King, who overcame so much resistance from such strong people. And still, he did what he did, you know. And he told us about that you can have a dream, and you can, if you are loud enough about it, if you are strong enough about it, it will, you can progress.
Beautiful. So beautiful. So in closing, Jacques, I'd really love to hear what you think about when you look at your work you're doing, the books that you've written, the lives that you're touching all across the globe. If you were to look at that almost like a legacy, what would that look like for you? What would you hope that that would look like?
Well, I'm thinking of all these people who haven't opened their wings completely up and freely. And most of us haven't opened our wings completely up and freely. And I'm thinking that if I just opened those wings a little bit more, you know, a few centimeters higher, then these people would be like Apollos and would fly. And if they would fly, you know, the world would be so much more beautiful. And that's my plan in writing, you know, more of these books. And as you know, the title of the series is Discover Your Undefeated Spirit. So this is what I'm talking about, the wings. The wings symbolize the freedom, the power of the undefeated spirit. And I'm telling you, my reader, that you can have that spirit. You can find it. And definitely it speaks through my books. Because as I realized, I'm not writing my books. My books are written by some higher power mostly. In those moments of, wow, I don't know what are those moments. I'm just focusing and suddenly it goes. So, yeah, if my writing can help you open and lift your wings up, then I will be satisfied. And more to come. The whole series is going to be 5 books, so expect more to come. And visit my web pages, my author's page. I will be putting my blog there. I will be putting some quotes, something to inspire you besides my book also.
That's so lovely and so generous. Do you have the link where people could go to be able to tap into all your wisdom?
Yeah, if you write in Facebook, Your Undefeated Spirit, or The Alpinist of Life, you will find me there, and this is the main page I will be using. But also on my author's page in Amazon, I will be putting much more things and also the links.
Oh, lovely. Beautiful. Well, Jacques, thank you so much for being with us and sharing all your wisdom and all the generosity of all of the giving that you do with the wisdom in your books as well as on your website. And we just appreciate you and thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, and I appreciate my readers. And please, if you have any comments, any ideas, any things you think I should write about, just let me know. And I'm always happy to discuss and to create new solutions or to come up with some new ideas. And I love the conversations with everyone who is, you know, reading these things and also trying to get better or help others get better.
Oh, that is so lovely. Jacques, thank you again so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.